That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How.
I'm Amber Theo Harris with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 8 action was in full swing Sunday with a quarterback duel in Seattle as Russell Wilson got the upper hand over rookie Deshaun Watson, throwing for 452 yards and 4 touchdowns, compared to Watson's 402-yard, 4-touchdown performance. Final score, Seahawks 41, Texans 38. Elsewhere in the NFC, Carson Wentz and the Eagles were able to improve to 7-1, besting the 49ers 33-10. As for the AFC East, the Patriots relied on Tom Brady once again to lift the Pats over the Chargers, and the Bills used a smash-mouth football game plan to defeat the Raiders 34-14. In the nightcap, the Steelers beat the Lions 20-15 thanks to Juju Smith-Schuster's 193 yards in the Steelers' defense, keeping the Lions out of the end zone. This has been NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
5:05, welcome in and welcome back. Hour number two of the Todd Brolecamp Show is underway, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up to 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget to swing by KGYMradio.com and vote in today's poll question. It has to do with the alternate uniforms Iowa's going to be wearing against Ohio State this weekend at Kinnick Stadium. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's. Next to the Home Depot, I think the overwhelming majority of Iowa fans giving the one-time look the Hawkeyes will be sporting this weekend, thumbs up. They're pretty good as far as alternate uniforms go.
They are.
Don't help you win games, though.
They don't, but maybe they help bring a recruit or two into the fold.
Yeah, let's bring a guy on board who knows a thing about what recruits like. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. You're the only person I could probably make this reference to, Tom, but when you woke up this morning and found out a guy named George Papadopoulos was in the news, what did your mind immediately go to?
Vegas vacation.
Vegas vacation?
Yeah, wasn't that
Nick Papa Giorgio?
No, George. Oh, Tom, you're letting me down here, buddy.
But it was George?
It was Alex.
George
no, Alex Karras's character in Webster.
Oh, that's right.
George Papadopoulos.
No, there was another thing. It was Vegas Vacation where the guy was, the kid, his name was like Papadopoulos.
Nick Papagiorgio, right?
Fake ID.
Nick Papagiorgio, I think Alex had that
Nick
one right.
Papagiorgio.
Oh, I thought for sure with the Alex Karras tie-in that you would knock Emmanuel Lewis's 1980s sitcom out of the park, but... let's see if, much like the Iowa-Minnesota game, which was 7-0 at halftime, let's see if we can have a stronger second half here with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. They got out of Kinnick Stadium with the win Saturday night. That's about the best thing that I can say about that game.
Yeah, it was not one you'll show 50 years from now in the Floyd of Rosedale reel of highlights, but it was a win, and they were able to put together a couple really good drives right out of the gate in the first half and then right out of the gate in the second half. And Minnesota's just not very good right now. And their quarterback's not very good. He can't throw the ball. So it just, you know, it was just a matter of Iowa stopping the run and getting some stops late and grinding out a win. And that's what they did.
We'll get to the Brian Ferentz thing in just a second. But is frustration starting to set in at all offensively, do you think?
Well, I think there has to be. I mean, you look at, other than the Illinois game in conference play, they have failed to score more than 19 points in a game. And that is that's not going to win you a lot of Big Ten games. They've gotten two of them, but, you know, in one of them they scored a lot of points. And this one they didn't have to score a lot because Minnesota can't score a lot. From here on out, they're going to have to put up more points. If they keep averaging 19 points a game or below 19, scoring less than 19 points a game, they are going to have a tough time beating any of the remaining opponents.
Yeah, 19 ain't going to cut it this weekend against Ohio State. I do want to touch on the Brian Ferentz situation before we move on. You and I were there, sitting a couple seats from one another on Saturday night, and I think what it boils down to, and people may be having a hard time understanding this because you're getting a lot of the Fran McCaffrey says this, Kirk Ferentz says this, it's time and place, right?
It's really about where it occurred and more than anything else. I mean, I think we all know that Fran runs hot on the sidelines. Kirk might get upset on the sidelines. Tom Brand and Terry Brands get fired up down next to the mat. But and that's sort of what happens with coaches. They get fired up down there doing their job. But when you're up in a press box, and Todd, we've been up there for years, and we're told before the game, there's an announcement before every game, no cheering in the press box, no outbursts. We've seen Steve Rowe and Phil Hattie over the years admonish people for getting a little boisterous sometimes up in the press box. We've seen it happen on the road, too, where people have had to be told to settle down a little bit. So you hear somebody screaming at the top of their lungs, some pretty graphic profanities, and it goes on for a little bit. I mean, you're kind of like, whoa, okay. It's just not, it's not the place. And it's not just us up there. There's, you know, Bump Elliott's got a box. The opposing team's athletic director has a box up there. There are stadium workers up there. It's not just media people, and we're not, you know, we're not scared by it. We're not offended by it. It's just, boy, why, you know, it's just not something you really you want to do and put out there in the kind of the public square in that sort of environment.
You think there's a chance that there might be any kind of reprimand from the Big Ten Conference for Brian Ferentz?
I would guess so because it involved a league official. I think that they'll probably get involved and give him some sort of written public reprimand for his actions. And will Kirk do anything further than that? I kind of doubt it. I just think they'll talk about it and they'll say, don't do that ever again. And Brian will say, okay. And they'll kind of move on from that situation. But you know, the other thing I wonder is, and I understand Brian was frustrated by that call, but is this kind of a larger thing of he's getting frustrated too? I mean, this is the audition tape for his dream job. His dream job is to be the head coach of the University of Iowa and follow in his dad's footsteps. I don't think anybody would argue that that's not the case. And this hasn't gone, at least numbers-wise, as well as I think he would hope it would have in his first year. And I worry that maybe he's putting too much pressure on himself or the pressure is kind of getting to him at that moment. And the other thing is, boy, how can you run that hot and then come back in the start of the second half and still be hot when you came up from the locker room and get your thoughts right? I mean, they did score on that drive, but boy, you got to have your wits about you, I think, to be able to really call a good game.
Tom Caker joining us from HawkeyeReport.com. The play that Brian and Kirk Ferentz were both upset about, the review involved James Butler. How do you anticipate the Iowa offense reincorporating Butler into things moving forward?
I think we saw a little bit of it. They'll just use him, you know, every third or fourth series to kind of give Akram a little bit of a break. I think they feel like maybe they've kind of spent Akram a little bit more than they anticipated or want to. I know Brian kind of hinted early in the year about like maybe 25 touches a game for him is kind of an optimal number, and he's been exceeding that quite a bit. So maybe they just, you know, a couple series every half, get him out there. Let him do his thing and maybe bring Akram on a third down if you need a pass-catching situation. And it's also, I think we saw them split Akram out more in the passing game, and they really haven't been able to do that since James Butler's been gone in week three.
Ohio State has kind of found their legs offensively the past few weeks. They beat Penn State and got themselves right back into the Big Ten and the college football playoff race here in right before the college football playoff is released. Is this the toughest matchup for on Iowa's schedule this year?
Yeah, it probably is, because I think they're much more talented. I mean, I know people might argue Penn State, but Ohio State beat Penn State. So, and some might argue Wisconsin, but you look at Wisconsin, I'm not sure we know how good they are. Their schedule so far has been soft, and that's being kind of kind to saying it's been soft. But Ohio State's legit. And who would have thought that, you know, after that Oklahoma game, I think all of us probably thought, well, Buckeyes are just, you know, playing for a group of six bowl and probably hoping to get there if they get fortunate enough, and didn't think they'd be back in the college football playoff discussion. Now here we are, and they are back in that discussion very much. After that win over Penn State, they're probably going to be, you know, 3, 4, 5 in that in the college football playoff poll that is released today.
Before we move on to basketball, you've got your finger on the pulse of the most vocal Hawkeye fan base, the section of the Hawkeye fan base. So I want to ask you, how's this Iowa State success going over with the message board posters at HawkeyeReport.com?
It's been interesting, and I don't know if I could get a true read on it. I think everyone, it's funny, when Jim McElwain gets canned, the immediate thought is, boy, I hope Matt Campbell goes there. You know, I think that's going to be the view of Iowa fans now, is there's a segment of them that want Campbell to take whatever good job opens up, if it's Tennessee or Florida or, you know, UCLA or whoever opens up, because there'll be jobs that are open that are probably, if you asked, you know, the general college football fan, they would say, yeah, that job's a better job than Iowa State. But I'm also kind of the opinion, boy, you know, Iowa fans have complained for years about this series and it not meaning anything. I think you want Iowa State to be good, because you're signed up to play them for, you know, what, another 5, 6 years? You might as well have them be good and have it be competitive. And then if you beat them, you know, it means something, at least, you know, nationally, that it'll register as a good win for Iowa. And I've kind of jokingly, every time Iowa State knocks off somebody good, I would say, boy, that win in Ames looks better each and every week.
Let's move on to basketball really quick. Connor McCaffrey looks like, or it sounds like at this point, after Fran made that podcast appearance with John Rothstein today, looking more and more like he's going to wind up playing this season.
Yeah, he's got to play. He just has to. I mean, they don't have any other option at point guard. And I know Fran keeps saying, yeah, we've got some other options. You could play Brady there or
Phenomenal.
Macy or somebody, Moss, somebody. I just don't see that as a possibility. And Connor's you know, really more of a true point guard than Bohannon is, in my opinion. He's always played it. He's pretty good at it. And I think the other thing is, you can probably comfortably play Connor at the point and then move Bohannon over to the two for some of those periods of time when you need him. And I think Jordan's really good in that spot too. And Connor's just more of a natural point. I think he's a better post feeder. I think he, you know, kind of pushes it a little bit better in transition. So I'm actually thinking that, you know, him playing is probably a plus for based on, you know, versus like a Christian Williams being the backup point guard. I think Connor's probably a better option, at least offensively. I think he's going to have his struggles defensively, guarding quick point guards. But I suspect Iowa's going to play a lot of zone this year. I can see that coming right now.
Fran McCaffrey told John Rothstein of CBS Sports that if they had to play a game tomorrow, he'd play 13 guys. Do you think that we're going to see that deep of a rotation pretty much throughout the non-conference, especially in some of these early games against teams that are in the bottom 10 in college basketball coming into the preseason rankings?
Yeah, the Alabama States, Gramblings, and those sorts of teams. Yeah,
phenomenal.
When they get to play Cincinnati and some of the Virginia Tech, I don't see how you can play 13 guys. It just doesn't, it's not going to work. Just not. And I thought in the first half the other night, part of the problem why they were down by one against William Jewell was they were just trying to play 13 guys in a half is just almost darn near impossible if you want to get any sort of offensive flow.
It was interesting seeing them struggle shooting the three-pointer in the first half, but being so good from the free-throw line, but then things sort of evened out. What role do you anticipate Jack Nungy playing this year? Because he was the guy that I walked away Friday night back to my car. I was really impressed with his performance.
He's really good, isn't he? I mean, he's a smooth player. He doesn't seem like he's caught up in the moment at all. He's a legit 6'11". He can shoot threes. He's got a really good feel for the game. I think that's what impresses you maybe the most, is he just he understands the game, feels where people are in the court, makes good passes to open players. I think it's going to be hard to keep him off the floor. And, they played him a lot at the three the other night. And, boy, that's a big three. I mean, 6'11", and can step out and shoot threes at the three position is just, a bonus. Now, I'm going to be curious to see how he does defensively, because I think in a man-to-man situation, that's going to be difficult. But if they play a lot of zone, like I think they're going to play a lot of zone, then, that's a pretty imposing guy that can stretch out there on the wing and defend three-pointers.
You kind of lead me right to my next question. I think a lot of people last year were saying defensively that the team was lacking a rim protector in the middle of that zone. Do Luka Garza and Jack Nungy kind of fit that bill?
Yeah, I think Luka does for sure. And Cook's gotten better. I think he's going to help them. I think when those two guys are on the floor, they're probably better defensively. Luka's not a quote-unquote shot blocker, a guy who's going to get up above the rim and block shots, but he's just he's a bigger body. And Cook now can play a more natural position at the four, and I think he'll probably be the guy that comes off of his guy and blocks guys from behind and makes a lot of those type of plays. I think they'll be better defensively, but again, I just kind of see them playing a lot of 2-3 zone this year for some reason, and just because I worry about how well they're going to be able to guard penetration. It was a struggle last year, and I think it's going to be a struggle again this year, and they'll end up playing zone.
All right, Tom, before we part ways with you tonight, we're down to the not-so-final four in the 2017 Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. So I want you to give me your projected winner, the worst candy out of the following four: Almond Joy, Necco Wafers, Circus Peanuts, and Good and Plenty.
Oh, the Circus Peanuts. Those are garbage. I mean, who can even eat those? Is it a marshmallow or a candy? I don't even know.
Okay, well, Circus Peanuts is going up against Good and Plenty. So you've got Circus Peanuts advancing, and who do they take out in the end, Almond Joy or Necco Wafer?
Oh, the Necco Wafer. Necco Wafer. Almond Joys aren't bad.
Criminal. Agreed, Tom. Agreed.
Candy. We actually have some of those in our dish. We actually had trick-or-treat last night, so we're all done with it. But I've got a couple of those stored away.
The Necco wafer was criminally underrated as a 3-seed. It looks like it could make it all the way to the championship. We appreciate it, Tom, and we'll see you tomorrow in Iowa City.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. I don't think anybody will be dressing up. I was a little disappointed. Iowa sent out on Friday the release with the guidelines about what you could and could not wear to Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, and my dreams of being the first ever sexy cop in the Kinnick Stadium press box went up in smoke because it was law enforcement officer costumes. Actually, it said something about being deemed realistic enough that it could confuse people, and I don't think me as a sexy cop would have confused anybody. And who would have thought, had I actually done that it still wouldn't have been the most bizarre thing to happen in the Kinnick Stadium press box on Saturday? Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, Hawkeye Report. Check it out for all your Iowa news. And we'll hear, because I was there on Friday, and I need to justify being there somehow to put it on my time card for Iowa's 105-81 win over William Jewell on Friday. We'll hear from Connor McCaffrey after he made his Iowa debut, unofficial debut. It is only an exhibition game after all. But we'll hear in his own words Connor McCaffrey talking about what his plans, at least on Friday, what his plans were as far as redshirting this year or playing, and he had a very had to have a very awkward conversation with Rick Heller over the weekend. He had not talked to him as of Friday night when we chatted with him. 5:23, we still got the World Series to get to as well, and if you head on over to Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, I just retweeted him the final 10 minutes of voting in the Final Four. Almond Joy taking on the Necco Wafer, and Circus Peanuts taking on Good and Plenty in the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. Remember, the quote-unquote winner will be handed out on the KGYM lawn tomorrow night during trick-or-treating, along with some great products from our friends at Dr. Pepper down the hill. Plus, you'll get to meet Juan. Hallow Juan is upon us, our second annual KGYM Hallow Juan, and I'm trying to come up with some other tricks and or treats that we could be handing out to all of the trick-or-treaters, young and not so young. There is no age limit. So if you want to go to the home and get mom and dad or grandma and grandpa and throw them into the Astro van and bring them by, the more the merrier. They're going to be eating their weight in either Circus Peanuts, Good and Plenty, Almond Joy, or Necco Wafers. 5:24. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
This isn't a plug for Honda generators. It's actually a lot of plugs. Honda generators offer quiet, reliable, and efficient power to energize your next tailgate party, for your home during an electrical outage, to power your tools on the job site, and take on your next camping trip. These gasoline power generators have easy starting and dependable Honda engines. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
There's only one tailgate giving you the chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. It's the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate. The tent goes up 4 hours before kickoff, so stop by and sign up for your chance to win free airfare on Allegiant. Play some games and enjoy eats and drinks, too. It's time to start planning spring break, so tailgate with the Eastern Iowa Airport and Allegiant this Saturday near Kinnick in the grassy grove of trees just past the right field fence of Duane Banks Iowa Baseball Complex. The Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Fly CID.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
5:27, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Head on over to Twitter and vote in the Final Four of the 2017 Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats, and we'll get you more details about our Hallowan celebration coming on the KGYM lawn tomorrow, our second annual. But right now, it's a tradition unlike any other. No one does it like Kyle Mann. It's another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State did it again this weekend. They knocked off number 4 TCU 14-7 and now shoot up to number 14 in the AP poll. Linebacker Marcel Spears was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week for the second week in a row. He had 9 tackles and a fourth quarter pick to seal the win. They're the first team to upset 2 top 5 teams before November since the 2005 Florida Gators. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell and defensive back Josh Jackson were both named as semifinalists for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's best defensive player. Jewell's also a semifinalist for the Butkus Award, honoring the nation's best linebacker. I also can't go without telling you guys that the Hawkeyes unveiled their alternate uniforms for this weekend's blackout hosting Ohio State. If you haven't seen them yet, go take a look because they're pretty decent. The Iowa basketball team gave fans their first look at this year's squad on Friday in a 105-81 exhibition victory over William Jewell College. More than 11,000, questionable, a good amount of people showed up at Carver Hawkeye Arena to watch Jordan Bohannon lead with 19 points on 7 of 12 shooting. Tyler Cook had 16 points on just 5 of 7 from the floor, but the main events were freshman Luca Garza with 17 points and 9 rebounds, and Jack Nungy also with 9 rebounds and 16 points on a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor. It was also reported today that fellow freshman Connor McCaffrey will in fact pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. Tonight after the show, it's the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the Historic Main Gym, and Monday Night Football on the FMs.
9048 on the text line says it is a crime that Almond Joys are in the Final Four. Alex, are you texting over there? Was that you? Did you have your phone in your hand?
Look, it's a 319 number.
This is Democratic.
Can't be me.
This is Democratic. The voting is in your hands. And so everything, because somebody else was complaining to me, my friend Waste Management Brad on Twitter, was complaining about Almond Joys. He likes Almond Joys, and I said,
I do too.
Here's the deal. Everything was put to a vote. Everybody had one vote. All you had to do was be on Twitter, which a lot of people are nowadays. I don't think we're keeping anything from the vast majority of the public here by doing it, doing the voting on Twitter. But everybody had a vote. And so this has been democratically decided, and I stand by, I will certify the results. And that's that. It's going to be Almond Joy, Necco Wafers, Circus Peanuts, or Good and Plenty's. And maybe, if you are lucky, some other KGYM mementos tomorrow, including, I'm eyeing Kyle's stash of condiments over there on the desk. And
some...
I'm thinking randomly autographed ketchup and mayonnaise packets by your favorite KGYM radio personalities.
I still have plastic silverware.
I got a UNASH. I got a UNASH mayonnaise packet. I think it could go over really well. Hour number two continues after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
And delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us. Whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The Broncos look to tighten up the AFC West race when they visit the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, 8:15 Eastern on ESPN TV. Denver's a game and a half back of division-leading Kansas City. Bears tight end Zach Miller will remain in a New Orleans hospital after emergency surgery to repair a damaged artery in his left leg. The Astros and Dodgers returning to Los Angeles for Game 6 of the World Series tomorrow with all the work the bullpens have done. LA and Houston will look for length from their respective starters, explains ESPN's Buster Olney.
In this year of the reliever, more and more we see managers go to their bullpens early. Well, guess what? In Game 6, it's going to be a good old-fashioned situation where A.J. Hinch, Dave Roberts are going to look at Rich Hill, starter for the Dodgers, Justin Verlander, and say, big boy, take us all the way to the end if you can.
Game 6 tomorrow, 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Phillies hired Dodgers Director of Player Development Gabe Kapler as their new manager. Tiger Woods announced his return to competitive golf at the upcoming Hero World Challenge. He's been out with a lingering back injury.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Alaska, Missouri, and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You've been driving your car for a few years now. It's old enough to make you a little nervous, but you'd like to hold off buying a new one as long as possible. Has your manufacturer's warranty expired? Is it about to? What if you lost your transmission today? Would it wipe out your savings or max out your credit card? Truth is, you may gamble yourself deeper into debt. Protect yourself from big, unexpected car repair bills with an affordable vehicle protection plan from Toco Warranty. It's easy and affordable. You pick the coverage, you even choose your own repair shop. When it happens, and it will, your plan pays your mechanic directly so you don't have to. Roadside service, towing, and rental car benefits are included, all for a fraction of what you'd pay out of pocket. Drive carefree with a simple phone call. 800-276-1431. That's 800-276-1431. 800-276-1431.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
What could be better than watching your team defeat their rival? Celebrating the victory with Larceny Wheated Bourbon. Award-winning Larceny Bourbon is made with more wheat for a smoother taste. It's hand-selected by our master distillers from the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
.535 Welcome back in. We are officially at the halfway point of another Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, riding shotgun with us today. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we add in the randomly autographed condiments by KGYM on-air personalities. Who wouldn't want a Mark Dukes squeezable Heinz ketchup packet? Or, as I mentioned earlier, a Scott Unash mayonnaise packet. So I got mayonnaise. I'll trade you two Mark Dukes for one Alex Kuhn salt and pepper. Now, look, how much plastic silverware do we have?
Plenty.
From your stash?
Yes.
So, are you willing to donate the plastic silverware to the KGYM Halloween giveaway tomorrow so that young children, boys and girls of all ages, can eat their Halloween candy like George Costanza on Seinfeld with a knife and a fork?
I am completely willing to part ways with the plastic silverware.
Why do I feel there's a price here?
No, there's no price.
You're going to make me buy it off you.
But I kind of want people to show up. So if we're going to be handing out good and plenty.
That's where Dr. Pepper... are we, Alex?
Or circus peanuts. I can't really think that's going to draw anybody in. And then you're telling me that we're going to hand out plastic silverware. That's not going to draw anybody in. That makes me tempted to cheat the system a little bit. Not only hand out good and plenties, but go get some other candy so that people are enticed to stop by the front lawn and visit our friend Juan for Halloween. Halloween.
Well, with all due respect, and I can say anything now that I've said with all due respect, that's the Ricky Bobby rule. Joe Madden reaffirmed that during the postseason. No. I get the final say on this, and plastic silverware and candy it is. Now, our good friend Steve Carter from Dr. Pepper, which is right down the hill from the KGYM studios, is providing us with some good soda to go with our bad treats. So if you do stop by tomorrow, you're going to get some great stuff from Dr. Pepper, and I think Body Armor is going to be available as well. Here it is, folks. You have been waiting for the final showdown. Voting is open for the next hour and 10 minutes on my Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. It's a pair of number 3 seeds. From the left-hand side of the bracket, prevailing over the Almond Joy, the Necco Wafer with 62% of the vote. That's a solid victory for the Necco Wafer. We had over 100 voters on that one. It inspired a lot more, obviously, the vote disparity here, a lot more passion went into Necco Wafers against Almond Joy. Maybe that was the Almond Joy defenders voting for the Necco Wafers. And then on the right-hand side of the bracket, and this all goes back to Chris Earle from TV9, who suggested Circus Peanuts be included in the field to begin with. They were a controversial selection. They were awarded a 3 seed. Circus Peanuts knocked off Pixie Sticks, then the number 1 seed in the sugary bracket, Candy Corn, on National Candy Corn Day, mind you. And now Circus Peanuts has knocked off Good and Plenty, 57% to 43% in the voting. So the final, we will either be handing out Circus Peanuts or Necco Wafers tomorrow on the KGYM lawn.
I'm relieved. I am.
Along with plastic silverware, along with randomly inserted, we're going to have to talk to Juan about this because we do not have a ton of condiments, but we will have random mayonnaise and ketchup packets for the kids of all ages. There is no age limit on this, by the way. Feel free to stop by tomorrow if you are between the ages of 1 and 100. And if you're 101, I really question you driving at night on Halloween. Make sure that the prescription has been updated. We also will have some great prizes and stuff from KGYM and some Dr. Pepper to hand out. So this is it's going to be bigger and better than it was last year. And the only thing that I don't know is whether Juan is in costume.
Can he dress as Larry Culpepper since we're handing out Dr. Pepper?
No, I'll draw the line at that. Sonny thinks this is a sports talk show, so he wants to talk about the Hawks. Sonny, what's up?
Well, I can start with Halloween candy.
Oh, that's not necessary at all. Sonny, what's on your mind?
And why you got to be all judgy against centenarians, huh? I would say, first of all, Circus Peanuts. I mean, just, wow, what a Cinderella run on that. But I got to go with Necco Wafers. I feel like I grew up with Necco Wafers. On the Hawks, it's never good enough for a lot of people. I mean, we got a win. We did not look great. I think that the offensive play calling would look a lot better if our receivers would actually catch the balls that were thrown to them. I think all of a sudden people would be laying off Brian and realizing that, you know, when we actually do execute, we were open quite a few times. And, man, you can only be hit in the numbers or hit in the hands so many times before the fans really start wondering what the heck is going on. It was good. I think that we're going to have something a little better than black jerseys to play against Ohio State because I have a feeling that they really, really want some blood this week because they got another shot to go back somehow against all odds again to the Final Four. So it's going to be it's going to be either a miracle or a bloodbath, unfortunately. But let's go Necco Wafers.
All right. We appreciate hearing from you, Sonny. And I think there's going to be a lot of people coast to coast on Saturday rooting for the Hawkeyes because I don't think they want to see Ohio State back in that college football playoff picture. They are for the moment. How they came back and beat Penn State, I can't put my finger on it. It looked like the Nittany Lions were going to be able to steal one there. And, well, credit Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes. They did what they needed to do. And I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing for the Hawkeyes this weekend, whether you would have liked to have caught Ohio State coming off a loss, or if you get them still riding the winning streak that they're on right now. But as Sonny very, very appropriately put it, it's going to take more than black uniforms to beat Ohio State. And they do look sharp. I will say this. Anybody that's listened to the program knows, for the most part, a tried and true traditionalist. I like Iowa's uniforms. I like the Tiger Hawk on the helmet. I don't like in the past when they have experimented with alternate uniforms. I thought the ones that they trotted out, the silver Raiders look, that was a uniform abortion. That was just awful. And ugh, I want to purge that one from my memory. They've had throwback uniforms where they tried to honor the teams from the 20s, and that was just, it was half-hearted. These are really good-looking alternate uniforms. And as I've said a million times, and I'll say it a million and one right now, uniforms put 0 points in the score. It just, they don't do anything. Tiger Hawks at the 50-yard line don't do anything. They're going to have to go out and win this game on their merits. They're going to have to go execute, and they're going to have to outperform Ohio State. And the fact that they have struggled to outperform lesser teams in the Big Ten this year, not inspiring a whole lot of confidence this weekend. But that's why they play the games. And like I said, I think you're going to have a lot of people, East Coast, West Coast, everywhere in between. They don't want to see Ohio State back in the playoff picture because I think a lot of people don't view them as being worthy. They want to see some new blood, and you root for the team playing Ohio State, I guess, to try to knock them out of the picture.
When Mark Dukes and I were on the post-game show, we got a text from our friend Ed. And Ed facetiously said, wow, well, that was ugly, but watch Iowa go out and beat Ohio State next week. And it's kind of been like that for the past couple of years. But I just you look at this matchup, and how is this team going to be able to score on Ohio State's defense? I think that's first and foremost, because I think a lot of people expect Ohio State to come out and score 30-plus points, and Iowa has not scored more than 19 points against anyone other than Illinois in the Big Ten Conference. So at 5-3, this season is kind of, I'm not going to say it's lost, but you just wonder how much meat is left on the bone. And if they can pull off an upset, they being Iowa, against Ohio State or Wisconsin, then maybe fans get energized again. I just think they have a much better chance of going on the road and winning a slugfest against Wisconsin than they do against this Ohio State team right now. But like you said, that's why they play the game. And we're gonna break it down. I just, when you look at the matchups offensively against Ohio State's defense, Ohio State has the edge. Special teams, Ohio State has the edge. Ohio State offensively against Iowa's defense, Ohio State has the edge. So I do think that Ohio State is firmly back in the college football playoff picture. They are one of the better teams in the country, and they're going to want to prove it week in and week out, and with style points at that.
We move real quickly from some football talk to basketball talk. It's being reported today that Connor McCaffrey is going to play basketball this year. The original plan was that Fran's son was going to redshirt with the basketball team so that he could focus on playing baseball for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes. I don't think there has been an official announcement about this yet, but some people are connecting the dots, and I've heard through the grapevine a similar plan was in place. Connor had not talked to Rick Heller as of Friday night after the William Jewell exhibition game, but this is going to give you a good indication of where his thought process is, or where it was on Friday night going into this weekend when he was going to sit down with the Iowa baseball coach and talk about his future. He's a very good baseball player. He was a two-way player at Iowa City West High. He wants to play both sports at Iowa, and the original plan was, look, redshirt during basketball this year, focus on playing baseball, see where that is going to take you, and then you can come back to basketball your second year on campus, and who knows what goes on with baseball at that point. So John Rothstein, who's a great basketball reporter, talked with Fran McCaffrey, had him on his podcast today, and it's sounding more and more like Connor McCaffrey is going to take that red shirt off and play this year. You heard Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. They need him because the other options at the number two point just aren't ideal. And as a matter of fact, I thought Connor McCaffrey and Jordan Bohannon looked really good when they were on the floor together at times, and they've got some chemistry. I think they played AAU ball back in seventh grade or something like that. And if memory serves, you will hear Connor mention that here. Here's Connor McCaffrey after Friday night's 105-81 Iowa win over William Jewell as they kicked off the exhibition season, talking about his future moving forward with the team.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun, you know, coming out for the first time. You know, first time we played somebody other than ourselves. You know, just going up and down with the guys and, you know, playing some competition. It was really fun.
Talk about how exciting it was, you know, in the arena. You know, you've been here for 5-6 years, and to get on that floor.
Oh, yeah. You know, that first little cheer when you come out, you know, as a, you know, off the bench, you know, people cheering for you, you know, that's always a good feeling. And then, you know, just going throughout the game, you know, you make a play or you do something, and you know, that atmosphere is just something that's, you know, really special, and you know, it's just really fun.
Connor, how does the situation with Christian affect you going forward? Does that change your situation?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I'm gonna sit down and talk to Coach Heller. I'm gonna talk to my dad. I talked to my dad a little bit already, but I think I'm supposed to meet with Coach Heller. He was gone today, so I'm gonna meet with him after this weekend and, you know, get his thoughts on things and hopefully make a decision sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Does it add a little bit of stress to you now that you have to kind of go back?
I mean, a little bit, but honestly, I just want to do whatever, you know, is best for the team and, you know, what's best for me. You know, obviously there's a lot of different things that go into it, but, you know, if I can, you know, sit down and look at the pros and cons, and hopefully I'll be able to make the right decision.
You're pretty open now, or are you leaning one way? Or?
No, I'm not really leaning one way or the other. I need to get Coach Heller's thoughts first and, you know, go more in depth with my dad. There's just a lot of different things that go into it that I haven't even looked at yet because I was focusing on tonight's game. So, you know, after this weekend, I'm sure we'll sit down and really go over more things because it kind of was something that came out of nowhere. You know, I wasn't expecting it at all. I don't think people were. So it's just something that, you know, now I really have to sit down and think about.
Are there any specific factors you think that might be key sticking points for you?
You know, obviously I want to help the team. I want to do whatever I can to help them. You know, obviously one of the point guards leaving, you know, it puts somebody else. You know, J-Bo can't play 40 minutes every Big Ten game. Somebody needs to pick those minutes up, and if that's going to be me, then, you know, I do what I can. If it's going to be Brady, if it's going to be Macy, Zay, you know, those guys, there's plenty of guys that can step in. You know, we just need to find the right combination and do whatever's best for the team.
Would you consider playing both? Or would you, if you play basketball, would you want to redshirt? Baseball is...
Yeah, I guess that's something, you know, that could be another thing. Like, maybe I flip redshirt in baseball, playing basketball. You know, that's another thing I'll just talk about next week. You know, that'd be something that's also up to the baseball coaches. So, you know, I need to see what they think about that, see what their thoughts are on the upcoming season, because I had been planning on being with them. So, to switch, would, you know, could cause some issues, but I'll see what they think and then make the decision.
It's pretty clear at this point, having given that the weekend, that Connor McCaffrey will not redshirt as a basketball player. He's going to be playing for his dad's team this year, but no official confirmation yet from the university. Hour number three is right around the corner. We're going to be talking esports with Kyle Warren, the University of Iowa, esports, and raising some money. And they've got an event coming up, and I'm excited about this because I don't know anything about esports. And I like learning new things, so we're going to chat with Kyle in just a little bit. Mantality is a new local men's health clinic located at 595 Ashley Court, Suite 5 in North Liberty that could help get you back on the right track. You can give them a phone call at 319-774-7979 or learn more about them by visiting the website lowtusa.com. That term low T may raise more questions than there are answers for, but if you're unfamiliar with the idea of testosterone, it's naturally, you know what testosterone is. Guys, you've heard about it ever since you were probably had the talk with the teachers in fifth grade, sixth grade, whenever you had health class. Manly men, everybody's got testosterone, right? Well, everybody's got testosterone, but everybody has it in different levels. And the levels don't stay the same as you get older. They tend to drop, and sometimes they drop to the point where they start affecting other things in your life. Things like your memory, things like your stamina, things like your overall energy level, your outlook, even your mood can be affected by the amount of testosterone you have. This is a men's health clinic, lowtusa.com. You can get more details there. But if you check them out and they check you out and you don't have low testosterone, then you've got nothing to worry about. But if they do find that you suffer from low testosterone, they can help get those numbers elevated back to where they need to be so that you start feeling like your old self. LowTUSA.com and Mantality. Back with more of the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner.
there are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort has been a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure for years. And this year, they're hosting a kickoff event. Friday, November 3rd from 11 to 2. Sign up for the ride and registration is only $10. You get that early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Begin the countdown to the 2018 Corridor Classic Tour de Cure Friday, November 3rd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. 15 minutes south of Iowa City or go to diabetes.org/CorridorClassic.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Kyle, what do you know about esports?
I watch it from time to time.
No way. Get out. You watch other people play video games.
Yes. Well,
that's what I mean, it is, right?
Only when it's on ESPN. Only, like, I don't seek it out, but when it's on, I'll see what's up.
Is this like those guys that traveled around with the jersey and the backwards hat playing Madden, or is this some kind of other
this
game?
This is more like League of Legends is League what it's Legends. Called.
Yeah, and I think this is actually pretty close to what you just described. At its highest level, I do think that this is the game that those guys crack on.
All right, well, we've got another. Did you only schedule him for the show because his name was Kyle?
He actually reached out to me.
Okay, I thought maybe we booked this as a Kyle to Kyle, like doing a favor to other people named Kyle.
I took very kindly to him because I liked his name.
I don't want to make fun. Kyle Warren is going to join us coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to learn about esports at the University of Iowa. Trust me, I feel just as old as many of you do hearing that. Let's send it over to our Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Iowa State did it again this weekend. They knocked off number 4 TCU 14-7 and now shoot up to number 14 in the AP poll. Linebacker Marcel Spears was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week for the second week in a row with 9 tackles and a fourth quarter pick to seal the win. They become the first team to upset 2 top 5 teams before November since the 2005 Florida Gators. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell and defensive back Josh Jackson were both named as semifinalists for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's best defender. Jewell is also a semifinalist for the Butkus Award, honoring the nation's best linebacker. And I'd also be remiss to go without telling you that the Hawkeyes unveiled their alternate uniforms for this weekend's blackout hosting Ohio State. If you haven't seen them yet, go take a look, because they're pretty darn decent. The Iowa basketball team gave their fans their first look at this year's squad on Friday in a 105-81 exhibition victory over William Jewell College. More than 11,000 fans were recorded in attendance at Carver Hawkeye Arena to watch Jordan Bohannon lead with 19 points on 7 of 12 shooting. Tyler Cook had 16 points on just 5 of 7 from the floor, but the main events were freshman Luca Garza with 17 points and 9 rebounds, and Jack Nungi also with 9 rebounds and 16 points on a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor. It was also reported today that fellow freshman Connor McCaffrey will, in fact, pull his red shirt and play basketball this season. Today after the show, it's a Cyclone call-in show on 1600 AM, the main gym, and Monday Night Football on the FMs.
Monday Night Football, Kareem Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Denver Broncos.
How's our team looking this week?
I think Kareem Hunt is going to carry us to victory, yes. And that means he's going to sink me in a couple other leagues. It's an unfortunate pairing of Kareem Hunt teams this week. I've either got to root for him or against him, and, well, I'm damned if you do, damned if you don't. Esports is underrated, 9406 on the Hertin and Stocker text line. Speaking of Hertin and Stocker, we've got a watch to give away to one of our lucky listeners coming up in the third and final hour of the program tonight. Remember, daylight savings time comes to an end Sunday morning, I should say, at 2 a.m. So Saturday night, before you go to bed, don't forget to set those clocks back. Remember, we fall back. Hertin and Stocker providing us with some brand new timepieces, and we're going to hook one lucky listener up. No, we're not giving them away tomorrow on the lawn. That is not happening. We're giving away bad Halloween candy.
This is an
Dr.
Oprah.
Pepper, plastic silverware, and possibly some autographed memorabilia. We'll tell you more about it in hour number three.